Okay, what it ended up doing was like, I realized I had to get some other stuff, so I just went to the grocery store and picked up one of those little pre-made meals. Not like a full meal, just like a small little thing. And ate that with some kimchi. The past few weeks, my stomach has not been happy with me, but I found that it started to chill out once I had kimchi. I was having a lot of, probiotic yogurt or whatever, and maybe it just led to an imbalance that, I don't know, maybe kimchi has a different thing. I don't know. I don't actually really like kimchi. I'm eating it, and I'm like, ugh, not great, but it does seem to remedy my stomach problems. So I guess I'll keep at it. Yeah. Sorry, I'm backing up for a second. I almost had a hard time hearing that one, by the way. I was getting my phone, I was gonna go do groceries and listen to this. I don't know how long it was gonna be. Like the message, I mean. Proxy didn't work again. I go to Miski. Miski takes like a few minutes to load the interface. I hit the play button, nothing happens. Like, this is on the iOS Safari this time. And I was like, oh, I guess I can't listen to this. Oh, crap. I go back to my Decept proxy, and then that time it worked. And I was like, oh, okay, great, cool. And then I had to download VLC and open it there and blah, blah, blah. Whatever, it worked. Differences in like, I guess, us. I mean, what you're describing isn't foreign to me. Actually, I mean, Jade's like quite similar. And like, she was very overwhelmed by like Vancouver. Vancouver's not actually very busy. Like, it's a city. It's the third biggest city in Canada, but that isn't saying much because Montreal has like, 3 million, and then Toronto has like 7 or 8 million. I think Metro Van, like all the cities around Vancouver could be like 1.2 million, but then the actual core is like, I don't know, Vancouver itself is less than 300,000. And when you move here from Toronto or New York or London, it's like, wow, it's really quiet. Like, there's like no one on the streets most of the time. There's public transit, so that's nice, but generally, the pace isn't very hectic. I mean, right now, I mean, it's a little bit of an annoyance because they're doing some sort of construction. It looks like, I don't know, 2 blocks down, and then of course they're trying to work on the apartment like 2 floors up. So there's a little bit of background noise, but that's not usual for me. I would have to say maybe it had to do with my upbringing. I don't know. I was born in a city, like a normal city. I wasn't Toronto sized. And then we went to the country fairly early, and I spent a lot of time just sort of biking around and feeling kind of listless. Like, it was not quite a suburb. It was almost a suburb, but it was still in rural mode. Most of my life, going into my 20s, I guess, like my teenage years, I didn't really feel understood. I felt like a one-off, I felt like I really wanted connection. Like, I wanted not just like, adult figures who I could talk to and get guidance from, but also just like friends who could like walk with me through life was sort of hard to find. And I did my best. I like to think that I keep out this infinite hope that I can meet people who, they don't have to like be in the same things I'm into, but like, we can vibe. And whenever I do go into small towns or suburbs, I actually start to feel really like anxious and restless, and like I just can't stand being in one space all the time, That's sort of the difference, maybe. I just really like people and being around people, and like when I look out the window and I just see buildings with the lights on, and like I see cars going down the street, I feel really relaxed. It's like, okay, the world is moving. Like, there's still people here. Things just keep going. I often feel like by myself in like a country road or something. Being able to hear my heartbeat in my ears makes me feel like really alone, and I'm constantly fighting that. I don't like being alone very much. I like some space, but I can get a little anxious very quickly. And then, of course, now that I went to this hospital thing, I started to get really like weirded out by the idea of not being in a city and having, like, trans-specific health problems. Like, all I found was even in cities, they were kind of shit. But if I was in, like, a suburb, like, I don't know, would they just, like, not even bother? I don't know. I do think it's still a bit different of an idea of what it is to buy, though, in the States, you know? I often see, like, houses that are, like, $250K or $200K, and that's, like, achievable, like, you know? Like, I could do that right now and, like, pay, like, $200 in rent or something. Like, I could do a pretty decent down payment on that kind of thing. But, like, you know, even a condo here, like, say, like, it's, like, a one-bedroom in, like, Montreal, just cheaper. That's still, like, $190K, which is, like, not nothing. It's quite a bit. And if it was a house, houses are usually $1.3 million, even in the middle of nowhere. So you have to get really, really in the middle of nowhere to get sub-mil in Canada, just because our economy is, like, a, what's the word you're looking for here? Matryoshka village? No, that's the nesting dolls. Fake village term. I'm gonna... Fake village term. A Potemkin village. See, I was gonna say a pachinko village. I was like, no, that's like gambling or something. Yeah, we're like a Potemkin country, you know? We had some sort of Dutch disease going on in the 2000s because we were selling oil and it was useful. And then, you know, over the last 30 years, we leaned really hard into the inflation of real estate specifically and in like trading and flipping real estate. And that became like our predominant economic mode. And so there's not really a whole lot of jobs. I mean, they're having a hard time finding people to fill the jobs because the wages aren't good enough to actually pay the rent that's required to pay the landlords now. And they're just ramping up inflation to keep the asset numbers going up. Sorry, immigration, not inflation. We're gonna get like a million of people a year or something, and we only have a country of like 39 million. And for some reason, there's tons of red tape preventing a whole lot of housing from being built basically everywhere. So, I don't know. It's some strange little scheme they're running here. Maybe it's stupid that I stay here, but I feel very loyal to this place. I don't know why. It's just where I'm from. Anyway, this is a little long, so I'll end it here. But that's what I'm thinking about, I guess.